Humming Dancing Queen to himself is someone whose title I don't take lightly. Travis Griffin is a shed expert. Trav?
Hello, Richard.
Where are you, Travis?
I'm actually in Yass at the moment.
Okay, it sounds like you're in a wind tunnel or something. Where are you? Oh, that's better.
No, that's better. Okay, sorry, just had the air conditioning on in the car.
No, see, that makes a difference. Okay. In your job with Fedingham Sheds, you get to see a lot of sheds. You get to hear people talk about a shed, their dream shed, the shed they want to build. Mate, I'd like a shed. I wanted to talk to you about the key aspects of the shed. What's point number one in our key aspects for a shed?
Oh, look, matching the shed design and the shed that you're purchasing to what you need for the shed is, and ensuring that the shed is actually fit for the purpose that you're going to use it for would have to be number one most important factor with the building. So there's nothing worse than, for instance, buying a shed or erecting a shed and then realizing if you've got the roller door just that, you know, 200 mil higher, you know, you would have been able to get the four-wheel drive in with the kayaks on the roof. And it's that level of customization, the ability to achieve that design, you know, that the customer really needs to ensure they're meeting.
Yeah, critical point there, Trav. Your first question, when a consultant, and I'm sure they're consultants, not salespeople. After all, you're not selling, you're just matchmaking, really.
Realistically, you know, we're in the business of providing solutions to
customers. Right. Yeah, of course you are. Well, it's an act of love. Travis, the first question you're going to ask, I'm just jotting down the points here, is to spend some quality time, possibly in the space where the slab will be poured, and ask yourself, what is the shed for? Which brings us neatly, Trav, to size. I've got an SMS here. What size do you need for sulking in, if you're a bloke or sulking?
As a bloke, I find it much better to actually sulk in a larger shed, Richard.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
bigger buildings, better for sulking, more room for contemplation.
So. Yeah, and more room, I guess, for toys. Can I ask this question? Do I always power the shed?
Do I always power the shed, sorry?
Yeah. As in, do I run mains power into that shed all the time, every time, or do I really have to think about whether I need to do that?
Look, I think it's important to think about whether that's necessary. If the shed is solely going to be used for storage and that won't be a requirement, then it may not be necessary to run mains power. But obviously, if you're looking for automated roller doors or some lighting or certain power points to do some
power tools,
plasma screens and so
on. Yeah, that's right. Power tools. Let's see what else. The heater. What else needs to run in there? The fridge. There's a fair bit of power requirements, really, in a shed.
Certainly.
What's the largest shed you've ever been faced with, where someone said, I need a shed, and you said, mate, I think that's more an aircraft hangar. How big a shed have you been faced with?
Oh, look, Fedingham sheds, I've been faced with sheds 35 metre clear span, 200 metres long.
That's an awesome shed to be faced with. How many doors would you put in a shed like that?
Oh, look, you can, you know, it's customizable. So, you know, that's really up to the client's needs. You know, what is required for the client?
Yeah.
That building was actually in South Africa, and if I remember correctly, was used for some type of distribution. So,
some type of distribution, didn't it? So it could be arms, could be wheat. We don't know. What about, Trev, okay, your average shed, do I always put a slab on the floor? Is it always a slab? Is there any other sort of flooring that'll do, or do I really need to build properly?
Once again, it comes down to the usage of a shed. If the shed is purely used for storage of hay and so forth, it may not be necessary to put a slab down.
May not be.
You know, it also comes down to the economics of what the consumer is looking for. Plenty double garages have been built on you know, on crushed rock or crushed aggregate for a period of time on foundations and then have a slab poured afterwards.
So finally thing, Travis Griffin, shed expert, final thing. Most common mistake made by people when they put up a shed is? Any idea? You're riffling through paper there. Off your top. What do you see happen the most?
Look, The most common mistake that I see through consumers would be buying sheds that aren't Shed Safe accredited.
Shed Safe accredited.
Yeah, it's an important aspect that a consumer should be considering.
So having a decent shed that won't fall down is important to the whole process, you reckon?
Exactly.
Oh, that is a good point.
A Shed Safe accredited building gives you, you know, an assurance that the design has been checked by an independent engineer.
Who's got some sort of qualification from the House of Shed. Trev, I'm getting SMSs that are asking, what's in your shed?
What's in my shed?
Yeah.
I have a couple of kayaks in my shed,
yeah.
A few power tools.